I represent the core of downtown Troy, and neighborhoods where you can really live your whole life walking and using public transportation, and you can live a really rich and wonderful life walking around. And so there is a large population of the county who don't have access to a personal motor vehicle and you rely on public transportation and other modes, who live in my district and in the core of the city of Troy. The county is uniquely good at breaking state laws and making them fix them. And so the way they've set this up, clever, but ends up really disenfranchising certainly voters in the core of downtown who would now have to go 20, 30 minutes even in a car, let alone in a public transportation, to go vote early. But I think it also does a disservice to the whole county, because Troy as the economic center is the place where it is most convenient for anyone to stop in on their, in any given 10-day period, you're likely to come to Troy, whether it's for the farmer's market, whether it's to go out for a nice evening on the town. Having an early voting place where that's convenient, where on your way in or out, you can stop in and vote, that would have done a great thing for the whole county, and certainly for the people of Troy. And they decided rather to pick two locations that look very deliberately chosen to capture commuters from the rest of the county and exclude the city of Troy. And so certainly we did everything we could at the city council level to reverse that, to provide the resources to add an additional site. We didn't want to take away the ones from the other areas, but we wanted to make sure that our voters here in Troy and voters from around the county that enjoy coming to Troy had an opportunity to vote. The county rebuffed that several times, both behind the scenes and in public. And I think that shows their end motivations, which is to make it harder for people here to vote.
Nonetheless, there still will be the neighborhood polling places.
Certainly.
On election day. So, you know, as one of the city leaders, are you taking steps to try and, you know, just inform people and get them out to vote anyway?
Oh, of course. So we're doing everything we can to get people to vote to the polls. You know, democracy always works better when more people are engaged. Even if people are not, you know, totally involved in the ins and outs of local government, as long as they have their say, that helps all of us make better decisions, to know that people are involved. And so, yeah, we're certainly doing everything we can to get people out on Election Day itself, as well as, you know, if people are going out to Walmart or Price Chopper, it's, you know, a few miles down the road from that. So I'm encouraging people who do happen up Hoosick Street to take the time to go vote early as well. You know, certainly because you can, and also to show that we're not going to have our vote suppressed.
And of course, in the greater scheme of things, this is a pretty big election year in Troy.
It is, certainly. We've got a mayoral race as well as a city council presence race, and the whole city council is up for grabs. And so certainly it's an important race for us here in Troy, which I think is another reason it's pretty egregious to not encourage people in Troy to vote. But, you know, we continue to do everything we can to engage people and get people out.
Very good, Inasha. Thank you.